could reach back to the back of the chimney and come out the front with them things on the front, you know, to hold, keep the wood from rolling out. And we'd lay that, some of them called it a hind stick, you know, some of them, whole field, call them hind sticks. We'd go there and you put that big round stick back on the back, then you put your kindling in front and build it far so the fire sort of come out over it, you know, and through it. Make a hot fire. Lots of people don't know how to build a fire, a fireplace. My daughter in my house down on the bar got a nice fireplace, brick chimney, all. But she don't know how to build a fire. When I go down there, I'll build her a good fire. See, the youngest girl.
Do those fireplaces ever have open places right in front of them? Maybe bricked over or something?
Yeah, they had a hearth, what you call a hearth. It'd come out, it'd be as wide as the whole chimney, you know, and then out all about 2 feet out. That'd keep the coals rolling out and sitting out as far, you know.
Mm. On those fireplaces, was there usually a place right above them where you could put pictures or flowers or something like that?
Yeah, we had a mantel shift over them, you know, called a mantel shift.
Mm-hmm. Most every fireplace had one of those?
Yeah, every fireplace had a mantel shift, what they call a mantel shift. I think there was a light that they called a mantel.
A light?
Yeah.
Hmm. What kind of light?
Well, it'd be a light like you told me about, a light in a bottle or candle or something like that. Was it always? And most of all, them old people would have a bottle of whiskey sitting on the mantel shelf too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, my granddaddy and my uncle had kept a bottle of whiskey sitting on the mantel.
I reckon you had to clean those fireplaces out every now and then?
Yeah, you'd have to. Had to clean the ashes out. Told them out and always take an old tub or something, you know, and put the ashes in it and carry them out and pour them in the garden. We usually take them out in the garden, you know, and stir them around. You ever see one of these old ash hoppers, they call it, where they made lye soap?
Never have.
I used to. That was something my mom was particularly with, too. They'd take an old flour barrel and take the end out of it and make a shift sort of sling, you know, where they, out of boards.
Mm-hmm.
Where they, and set that barrel up there, they'd put shucks down in the bottom. Then they'd put ashes. They wanted a certain kind of ashes, so they didn't burn, put just any kind. My daddy'd always build a log heap, you know, out of red oak and post oak out in the new ground. And he'd always burn that down and he'd take the ashes to the house and sift them in that barrel.
Got it.
And